We are back at the event in Gwynn ribbon cutting and grand opening ceremony tonight here at Lawrenceville, and Greg McFate is joining me, and you work for the complex here, correct, Greg?
Yes.
But the company is MFPC, Multifamily Pest Control, and you take care of making sure there's no pests and rodents and insects around to mess with the residents.
That is correct, sir.
Talk about this property and how beautiful it is.
This is a great property, one of the swankiest properties I've ever seen. And I've been to a lot of different properties over my years. I've been in the business for 11 years. We've had a lot of success. When you get a property like this to take care of, it is super easy. All you have to do is do your job, and the management helps you out tremendously. Anytime I need anybody to walk with me, they've done it. No problem.
What is your impressions when you first came on the property? What is it that blew you away?
I like the pool area, and then also the landscaping is super beautiful around here. So I've been taking pictures, getting ideas from my own house.
How would you describe the culture?
Culture, super friendly. Everybody's very responsive. They're on top of things here.
I would think a beautiful new property like this, probably not that many things that you have to take care of. I mean, obviously,
no.
You've got to do the regular spraying and keeping things safe. Yeah. But I would think something as beautiful as this, there's nothing really bad.
No, as long as I take care of the exterior, people have very little issues. For the most part, you know, the outside invaders, we can keep down to almost nothing.
Wow, great. Well, Greg, what would you tell somebody that's looking to maybe move to an apartment community home? What would you tell them about this place?
Move. You'd love it. You're going to love it.
That'd be your one word, move there.
Yep.
That's two words. Mm-hmm. One word, move. Two words, move there.
Yeah.
Greg McFate, thank you so much for stopping by.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.